Yeah, that's music. This is a band that we looked at real hard for Riverbend and Riverfront Nights. I can assure you we will not have them, unfortunately, unless this gentleman here can tell me otherwise. Maybe he's not supposed to do that. Brother Sundance.
Yeah.
We got the word on this guy. It's very unusual, very cutting edge pop music. If you can call it pop, it's not really rock, it's not really folk. I don't know. It's kind of like G Love. If you guys know G Love and Special Sauce, you probably don't. Again, what radio station is going to play this guy? And he's very talented. He's got a great band. All kinds of weird syncopated things going on, and then they just rock, and then they kind of go all country sounding. Where does a band like that land these days, Dixie?
I have no idea, man. I'm going to tell you, we've been having this discussion for a while about Sundance.
but other festivals thought, hey, this is great. We'll pick him up, and now he's booked. So,
oh, yeah, and for a lot of money.
Yeah, for a lot more money than we were willing to pay.
For sure. That's happened to several artists that, I mean, you
every year.
Hands, fingers, toes.
Every single year. Day before, whenever it was, I made the website of the day, the Jambase or jambands.com or jambase.com, and it was all of the festivals decided to release their lineups on the same day,
yeah,
the same weekend.
Yeah.
But that tells you a couple of different things, that they all work differently than we do, and that there's only about two groups that are actually running all the festivals.
Yeah, that's darn true. You can think, look at the lineup, and everybody's just chasing each other around.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's incredible.
It's pretty interesting. But we didn't come in to talk about that today. You're here today as a restaurateur.
You bet.
The 100th anniversary, was it yesterday?
It's today.
Today. See, I was thinking it was the actual 100th was yesterday.
Yep.
And so we were going to be following us. So we're actually on time.
It's a birthday. Today's the birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you, buddy. I mean, 100 years. And, you know, even as a kid growing up, I spent a lot of time down there with my Aunt Rose and my Uncle George and my granddad. And what a cool place, and what a lot of changes I've seen. In my lifetime, I've probably seen four entire groups of regulars
have
come and gone. And a lot of them have died, and some of them are still alive.
Sure.
But it's a very unique place. And
well, 100 years, there's no way there's anybody who has a memory of it that's still alive today.
That's true. But, you know, that's a huge leap. And I was thinking about this last night. That is really a really big thing.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, we were talking about Town and Country. You know, it had been around for a long time. We were talking about Mount Vernon. That hurt me.
Me too.
I hated to see them shut that place down. And we talked to them before they were doing all that construction work, and they were very concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But that was right before Jeff's, health problems really kicked in. And he's okay, but he was like me. He spent the entire summer laid up, and he's the man. And between that and basically the city building a roundabout of construction where you can't figure out how to get into the parking lot, that'll just about do it.
Yeah, that did it for him. I mean, there were, 65 years about or something?
Yeah.
You know, and very sad. I was hoping that maybe they would have an heir apparent in the family that would jump up and take it over. And I mean, you know, when Mom started getting really sick, Shannon and I decided, you know, that, and it's her passion. I mean, she loves
it. Let's get this right.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is at this point Shannon's restaurant.
Yeah, it's her baby. It really is. I mean, it may be my name may be on the deed, but it's our thing.
Shannon is Dacey's better.
You bet. Shannon is my wife. We got a couple other great employees down there that have purposely asked me not to mention them, but I'm sorry, guys. But Sherry and Mary are part of the backbone of what's going on down there. And Shannon has got the hamburger part of it, the gift of gab. She remembers what everybody had to drink. I mean, it's incredible. And boy, she'll let you know when you walk through the door who she is.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
and
I said earlier this morning, all right, real quick, we'll do this. So 100 years ago, a quick chronology, and then we'll come back to modern times. The person that started the restaurant was?
My great-grandfather, Charles Abraham Zarzar. The very first.
Abe Zarzar.
Yeah.
The mayor of Main Street.
It was Charles Zarzar.
Charles, all right.
Yeah, now Abe Zarzar was his son.
All right.
That was my mother's father. That's my grandfather.
All right. And that's the one that you see on the side of the building walking.
No, that's my Uncle George.
All right, there you go.
See, there you go. That would be my Uncle George and his girlfriend, Iona. And,
see, I know Abe from, he collected all the baseball gear.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he collected baseball gear every year.
Oh, yeah.
Gave it to disadvantaged youth.
Yes.
I'm sure he made darn good and sure you knew who he was.
Oh, absolutely.
He was something else. Yeah. I mean, he thought everybody needed to play baseball. It was his passion.
He was right.
Yes,
now,
he was.
Now, I know you have a sister.
Yes, my sister Cindy.
A beautiful, beautiful lady.
Oh, yes.
I got all the looks. What happened to you?
I know.
And the reason I asked this is because your dad, who everybody remembers as being a lawman, a politician, he clearly did not want to be a restaurateur.
No. Flop didn't want any part of any of that.
What was his real name?
It was Floyd Lee Fuller.
I had no idea. When I first moved here, Flop was still a powerhouse.
Oh, yeah. And Dad loved his politics, and he loved Chattanooga. And I tell you, the people that voted for him loved him. He really was really great in the room for
people. The reason I ask is we had a family business, and when my uncle wanted to retire, he looked at his three sons and me and said, all right, who's next? And none of us wanted to do it.
So
they ended up shutting down a perfectly valid, workable, profitable wholesale business because none of us wanted to go into the business. Luckily, the time worked out to where it skipped over and you guys were able to step in.
You bet.
I think a lot of family businesses do hit that wall.
They do. But I'll tell you what, when we came home from Nashville, I met my wife Shannon in Nashville when I was in the music industry. And of course, I still am to a large degree. But we came back to Chattanooga. You know, it was time for us to get out of Nashville. It was just time. And, I thought, this may
be. You were told that.
Well, no, not really. But you know what? It was time. It really was. The traffic was miserable. There wasn't a whole lot of work going on. So we came back, and had to basically rebuild. And so anyway, she had a lot of experience in fine dining and in local, eateries in Nashville. Not necessarily fine dining all the time, but she loves this business. And you can certainly tell by the way she conducts. And, and this has been a real thing for me because I've never run a restaurant in my life. I've never in my life.
You still don't run one.
That's right. It's hers. And, and I told them when Mom passed and we bought it from Cindy and Paul and Moose. And I said, guys, as long as it's self-sustaining and you pay yourselves and the restaurant can work and keeps, moving.
Go.
Leave me out of it. You don't owe me a check. Just, I don't want to have to pull any money out of my pocket. And they're just masters. They're really good at it. And and you can tell that the fan base that they have now are a lot of really cool people.
There have been many write-ups on Zarzars in many magazines and books. There have been, famous culinary experts that have come in. And the Backroad, eatery folks obviously love it. And it's one of those places, and I mentioned that this morning, it is a rarity in the sense that there were a couple of others like this, and I was very used to it as a young man, going into a restaurant, and you looked around, and if there was an open seat, you sat down. It didn't matter who else was at the table.
Exactly.
You
sat
at the open seat, and what you were having was what they cooked that day.
That's right.
And
that
was it.
Yep.
And you might have a choice of two meats, but you might not. And that it's a meat and three. That's what we tend to call them. But it is that old school, come in, sit down, here's what you're going
to
get.
It truly is. And to our regulars, to the people that know the restaurant well, they know this. And what's really cool about it is the people that don't, they'll come in and go, hey, I've got extra two seats on the big top in the back, but they're great people, and you'll walk out with new friends.
Yeah.
And who can say no to that? And they'll go back there, and everybody's welcome.
I think you've seen at least two of my kids go in there and have that look on their face like, what's happening?
Oh, hell yeah. A lot
what's
of people come in there
here?
Like, was this good? Was this okay?
Because
in years past, it wasn't a great neighborhood. It's in the South Side, guys. It's right off Main Street on Rossville Avenue. And that was not a good neighborhood, 12 years ago. Back when my Aunt Rose and Uncle George started out with their part of it.
It was the heartbeat of town.
It was a wonderful part of Chattanooga. And then inner city neighborhoods will happen. They go through this evolution. And then it comes kind of back. And Mother, God rest her soul, she really wanted that place to take off and turn out to be a very well-traveled, safe, district. Whether it was an arts district, whether it was a food district. There's some great eateries down there. Really,
well, she
are.
Lived long enough to see it.
She did. Yes, she did. She really did. She had pretty much semi-retired by then, you know. And we were with her up till the time of her death, you know, and helped take care of her and all. As all of my family did, but we wanted it badly, and nobody else really showed a lot of interest. And so Shannon told Mother, she goes, "Oh, you don't want it?" And she goes, "Oh, yes, we do."
True story. I was actually told to take my vehicle down to Midas Mufflers, their market, one time, and I did, and I decided to walk to Zarzars. Now, this was about before I lived on the South Side, and I was propositioned three times in the middle of the day, twice for sex, once for crack, and the time it took me to get from Midas to Zarzars. I mentioned it on the air the next day, and Shannon told me, "Please don't do that again. it makes us look bad." But, I mean, that's the way it was. It wasn't like it scared me off or anything like that, but that's just the way it was. Now, of course, you're sitting on real estate that is valuable beyond belief.
We're very proud of that. We even built our house right next door to the restaurant. It's a little small house, 825 square feet, but we just kind of, back in the day when I was a kid growing up, everybody lived in the back of their business down there. And it was a very ethnic neighborhood. You had Italians, you had Jewish folks, you had blacks, you had Lebanese folks, you had...
Zarzar's Greek, right?
You know, Zar Lebanese.
It is Lebanese,
You bet. And my great-grandfather came here from Syria, lost my great-grandmother in the big flu epidemic of 1918. So they had five children there and raised them in the back of that restaurant. And then right after my Uncle George was born, then my great-grandmother passed. And I was looking at a special then, and there were 650 people a day dying in Chicago.
We actually talked about that earlier this week. And I want to go to Tom on the phone here. He's on topic. I know Gary Mack did a lot of restaurant talk last week. I don't mean to be beaten up on it, but, I mean, this is a major deal, a 100th birthday for a restaurant. Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Happy to be here. What's up?
I just want to tell Dixie, happy anniversary. It's a great place. I've been going there for 40 years. Him and Shannon are really dear friends to us, and it's always been a great experience, and especially when we have people that come in from out of town, that's the first place we take them.
Wonderful. Man, thanks, Tommy. I appreciate that, man. It is a fun place, and, you know, once again, it's one of those places where you go, it's like me wanting to take somebody to Bueller's with me when Bueller's was open.
Well, I was
going to
say, there's not another place like it. It ain't no franchise.
There is not. But, man, thank you for the lovely 40 years. I can only hope that we get 40 more. I appreciate you.
You mentioned, you know, Shannon lets you know who she is when you walk in. She is a sort of a force of nature. Reminds me a lot of Dancing Dorothy, who I know we have a picture of her somewhere around here. Dancing Dorothy, who was our receptionist here for years and years.
I know you.
And I mean, she literally ran the place. And if somebody called and wanted to talk to the general manager, and she would say, "I ain't got no time for this right now. You call back when he
you had to go
he's
through
in the bathroom.
Her. You had
he's
to go
in the bathroom.
Through her to get
yeah,
anywhere."
Yeah, exactly. And
I love that.
And Shannon will tell you when you walk in if she got room, if she's got the special. If she doesn't, sit your ass down. Yeah. I'll get you some sweet tea, and we'll talk here in a minute. Let me get through.
You betcha. Real quick. I mean, she'll look right at you, and plus, you know, the grill's up at the front
and
door.
And all the riders pick up on that. That has never not been mentioned.
Yeah.
The fact that the shouting that goes on between patrons, employees, and people back and forth
across the room.
It's not a place to go and sit down with your Wi-Fi and go
That's
all
right.
introspective.
Even though we actually do have it.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean,
but
this is great. I mean, we just entered into the 90s about a week and a half ago. So, but it is that kind of place. I mean, everybody says it's kind of like a Cheers. It's like a little weird little 10 table Cheers.
Everybody's Norm. Now,
but
the last thing I was going to ask, we were trying to figure out if somebody tried to open a place like that and tried to do it on purpose today, and they wanted that atmosphere, and so they went retro, and they got a bunch of old pictures, and they tried to find people with these personalities.
Impossible.
A, it would be impossible.
Yeah.
B, would it have a name?
Exactly.
Is there a category? Would they know what to call this type of... restaurant.
Right, yeah, you know? And 100 years of that kind of good, you just can't create that all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Think about
the old buds to the new buds.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with the new buds. But it's not the old buds.
It's not the old buds, or like Leonard's.
Exactly.
I love that place. It was great. And Herbie opened up another room, raised the ceiling, And about a year, it was gone.
That's yeah, right, I was a huge fan of Ricky's. I wish it was still there now.
Yeah.
And final question, we're running late here, 8:53, but the politics, back before they put my face on a billboard and I was down here doing this job, there were two places I knew I could go. And if I would sit and keep my mouth shut and wouldn't open my mouth and let my voice get out, I could hear all kinds of things. Yeah. I would know what was going on because the movers and shakers, the Sports Barn sauna one of those places, and Zarzars was the other.
I thought you were going to say Wally's.
I can sit there.
You know, you could say that about
especially
Wally's.
County politics, I would get the dirt.
Oh, yeah.
Now they all know what I look like, and it doesn't work anymore.
Well, I love old eateries, and we've got the oldest, quite possibly the oldest in the state of Tennessee, but I just want to thank everybody that has supported us and has come in there and has seen the changes and kept coming. And, I mean, we're going to keep doing everything the same. We're going to go, what kind of party are you going to have? We're going to have a regular day at Zarzars today, and we're going to greet everybody, and we're going to have birthday cake. So you're going to have, you know, have a piece of free birthday cake. And another lovely thing, too, John Wilson, God, I'll just love him. He's wonderful. He's done all the history books in Chattanooga, the restaurant, the railroads. Right.
Chattanoogan.com.
Right. We've got the Heiner book at Zarzars. We got many, many boxes of them. And for everybody that comes in and sits down and has lunch with us this week, free Heiner book. And that's a $35 coffee table book of Chattanooga history. And he has been a wonderful partner and a wonderful customer of ours. And so I just thought I'd throw that out there. And
100th birthday today.
100 years,
happy birthday.
Man. Thank
Go down
you
and get
so
you
much.
Some good food. Shout at somebody. Make a new friend and get you a book.
You bet. Go to Legit Zarzars on Facebook. Legit Zarzars.
And, I like it.
Legit. I love it. Yeah. It's legit, all right.
We won't even go there.